All right, here we go. Hi, Busy Lifers. It's Mike Smith here and also hanging out with my wife,
Heather Smith.
And we're... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to do a little song.
Go ahead. Give it a
minute. This is how we do
it. Nice. All right.
Don't sue us, Montel Jordan.
Exactly. Episode number two, Busy Life Husband and Wife Podcast. Calling this episode, Planet, Make It, Love It.
Or as I like to say, this is how we do it.
Oh, boy, she's got to stop all that. Horrible mess.
Rude.
But anyways, kind of diving into this thing here. It's always fun to look back on the previous week and see kind of what we did or didn't do right. And both had busy weeks last week, but we were still able to make some great meals and do some good things with that. And I want to kind of start off with my favorite meal from last week. We did some meatballs that we homemade. Homemade, that made sense. Made some meatballs, and Heather made this South Sea Island. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
South Sea Island sauce, like a pineapple sauce, and we had that over rice, and it was fantastic. And
well, last week we talked about how I have some of my family traditional recipes, and I grew up eating these South Sea Island meatballs, and the sauces, yeah, pineapples, and green pepper, and onion. And a thick corn starchy glaze, it's heaven. So Mike combined a great recipe that we had in previous weeks or months or whatever.
For meatballs,
yeah. For meatballs. And then we decided to top it with this sauce.
Yep.
So it was fusion of two recipes, and boy, was it good.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, that was one of those that was also good for leftovers, lunches, and all that kind of stuff, too. So those are important important components when you're trying to live that busy life and cooking and that sort of thing, be able to have lunches and leftovers and that sort of thing. So you're not, once again, going out and saving yourself a bunch of money and eating great food while you're at it. So what was your highlight meal of the week last week, would you say?
You know, the meatballs were really great. But another thing I loved and Mike didn't particularly love, but we like to make chicken wraps. And this time I found a recipe to use a crock pot with chicken breasts. So Mike made these yummy chicken breasts. It's like a shredded kind of islandy flavor with like a little Asian flair. So it had some water, chestnuts, teriyaki sauce, a little bit of chicken broth. And then we put that in lettuce cups. And I thought it was really great. I had it for a couple of meals during the week too. But that's kind of the beauty of this, is one person can love it and the other person can just tolerate it for a meal.
Yeah, exactly. So I said take the recipe and throw it off a bridge somewhere and I want to see it again. And she loves it, you know. But anyways, that's definitely going to have some of that stuff there. She was able to take that and have some for lunch and same sort of thing. But not my favorite. But once again, that's one of the greatest things about having a great schedule like this. So something I wanted to kind of dive into a little bit here, of course, to figure out, thinking back about our situation there, it took a while for us to kind of put the pieces together and be like, okay, we needed to make kind of a change in our plan because we were going out lots and, you know, we were living actually in kind of the hub in Seattle, so we had lots of options, you know, so it was very easy for us to make decisions to just, you know, let's just order something in and we can have whatever kind of food we can get and or any kind of food you want, you could get pretty much. But once again, coming out here to the burbs where we live right now, we don't have so many options, but once we realized that we needed to make some changes for budgets and that sort of thing, and then just to start just cooking at home more and using all the great cookware that we have and just doing all kinds of fun stuff with that, we decided that we needed to start planning it out. That really is the only way that it's gonna ever happen for you, is if you start to, the only way to get ahead of it really is to figure out first, like, okay, we need to start doing something different about our meals. And then we literally, you know, you gotta find a day, you know. So for us, our day is Sundays, where we get together and we talk about kind of what's coming up in the week, and then we go through and kind of strategize on some meals that we're gonna do, and then kind of dive into the plan from there. So I wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up on what we do to kind of figure out what our meals are. And do you have any quick hints or tips you can give on that?
Certainly meal planning 101, mm-hmm. The ins and outs of the basics. And even when you create a meal plan and you're all set, things change. We locked in our meal plan last week and we're sitting back and watching an episode of Pioneer Woman.
Oh.
And we saw her make this amazing recipe for a beaten goat cheese salad. And we're like, well, that's got to be in the meal plan. So we had to modify it a bit. Granted, we didn't end up making it and we're going to make it this week. But we had it locked in and we were so excited by it that we're like, let's still do it. But flexibility, I think, is the key word to our success too. Flexibility with recipes, flexibility with date of execution, flexibility with who cooks what, flexibility with what grocery stores you go to. Flexibility is the key to our success. This is how we do
it. That's horrible. One of the biggest things on the flexibility part, what I say is that we need to write the schedule down in pencil and not in pen, you know, so I mean, you can maneuver around it and based on how things come up. I know we had some days last week where, you know, even though we had kind of the game plan, we still come home at the end of the day and are like, I don't feel like cooking or doing whatever. And so there's a day that we made a Costco frozen pepperoni pizza with a great salad and then even had some pasta with it as well. And that turned out to be a really nice meal for us. And even once again, had some little bit of leftovers with it too. So it was really nice.
I will also say that the flexibility piece, that's kind of a groundbreaking thing for Mike to say to write in pencil, because he was such an advocate of me writing in pen only because he couldn't, wasn't dark enough, whatever. So it was kind of funny when he said, we need to write this in pencil. And I thought, okay, he's changing it up.
Ooh.
Mr. Yeah. Flexible is flexing.
Exactly. I love it. And then what else did I want to get into here?
That's it, the end. Bye.
See you.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Where do we... Okay, so the meal plan and flexibility. So Mike had mentioned that we had to be flexible with, you know, Thursday's meal looked a lot easier than Tuesday's meal, so we just swap that around. And then we have at least one night a week that we plan to order in or to go out, because reality is that's still part of how we want our lifestyle to be. And thinking about how we get our recipes, I think, would be the next natural thing to talk about. So we have a good collection of cookbooks that we kind of don't really use. We have some great subscriptions to magazines that have Real Simple has some really good recipes that I love, and you know, that's not their specialty, but they have some good quick and easy weeknight meals that we look into. We've got just a handful of magazines that we've kept over the years. We had done a couple of different food meal prep meal kits delivery things, subscriptions, you know what I'm saying. The HelloFresh and the Blue Apron, and I think there was one more, but the beauty with that is you get all the materials, but then you also get the recipes, so we can keep a stockpile of the recipes we liked, and we often circle back to those that we can add into our meal plan for the week, and we know that we've done it before and it's good, but it's still a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, I mean, magazines that we've had a lot of success with. We like the Food Network magazine has been good. We've gotten Bon Appetit before, but not have gotten a lot out of that, it seemed. I mean,
One recipe.
Okay.
That we love and we're actually going to have for dinner tonight. It's this delicious red onion, fennel, sausage, and arugula pasta dish that was awesome. Mike made that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, rocked it.
We also loved Cooking Light, and I also, with my family, grew up using Cooking Light recipes because their whole thing is that they take the comfort or classic meals and they give them an alternative, healthy sort of prep of how to make it. So you get the good stuff, but you don't have to sacrifice with all the unhealthy recipe contents. But then last month we received our final issue from them and found out that Cooking Light is going far, far away. We thought that they customized that the last magazine for us that said farewell issue, and we thought, wow, they know that we've ended our subscription, but it was actually their own demise.
Yeah, and the entire magazine. Crazy. And then what other magazines we got? We got the Food Network. I thought there was another one.
There's a diabetic journal or something that was like a Better Homes and Gardens special magazine, and it ended up having just nice low carb meal options. The meatballs that Mike spoke of were from that magazine. We've had some great luck with that. It really is, it's kind of like
well, and then also it's not even just magazines though. We watch cooking shows as well. Some of our favorite cooking shows. We got Pioneer Woman. We love her, with the exception of all the butter she uses in some of her dishes, so we try to steer clear of all that.
Don't judge the Pioneer Woman's butter content.
Trisha Yearwood's good.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Damaris.
Yep.
Southern at Heart is another one.
And great show, The Kitchen, that's on the Food Network, is they got some good gems every once in a while as well.
That one's a fun one. They do a nice job of prepping it so that you know what to expect, and they usually have a theme or one constant throughout the show. Like, there was one that was all about sheet pan meals, so they had just, the whole premise was you had to cook everything using a sheet pan.
Definitely. Good, so some good influences for you there. So here we are, it's the holiday season, 2018.
So hoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, and so now we're in a position... What was that even? I don't even know what that is.
Dick-a-me-duck. He said it's the holiday season, so hoop-dee-doo.
Okay, yep.
We're not editing that out.
I know, totally keeping that. It's funny. So, yeah, holiday season can be very difficult to stay in line with your cooking and that sort of thing, and then... I'm not even sure where I'm really trying to go with that, but the
meal planning.
Yeah, meal planning, and obviously it's once again, it's just got to be really part of your plan as it goes every week. I mean, every couple or every family has their own schedules, and like I said, for us, Sunday's workout is a good day to be able to, talk about the meal plan, figure out the meal plan, and then even some things we get into as well. We even have to pre-make meals sometimes as well, and that's a good way to help with your execution is to. You know, things like, crock pot meals are good that you can, make ahead of time, or, something you start beginning of the day and come home and it's cooked and you just put a few of the, finishing pieces on there to make a great meal. And then, what else was I going to say about that?
I think that one thing, we'll get into some of our goals or aspirations at the end, but I know that it's also fun if we can kind of divide the meal planning into 2 days. So like on Saturday, oftentimes I'll wake up a little bit early and just kind of turn on the Food Network and start meal planning and creating a shopping list. And that way I can tackle the grocery shopping piece on Saturday so that we can start doing some of the pre-making of the meals like Mike's mentioning on Sunday. Usually if it's broken up in 2 days, it's a lot easier to accomplish. I know that we've had many times where we go out and grocery shop, come home, put all the groceries away. It's 4 o'clock on a Sunday and the last thing we want to do is cook. So it's thinking about ways to be flexible and adjust that and maybe sticking to it for a few weeks to see if that changes our success rate.
Definitely. Yeah, so pre-making meals is definitely going to be important, but also pre-making can even be going so far as to really make the meal and have it set aside in individual containers. And so literally you come in and all you do is just warm the food up and you can do it that way as opposed to, once again, having to get under a full recipe and execution and all that kind of stuff that can come with that, which is tough to do after you work a big day and fight traffic and get home and have to figure it all out, So definitely some hints for you there. What else we got here? So we talked about that.
So let's think about flexibility, why that's so key to us, right? So if we could technically tell you our 7-day meal plan, just the tools of that, I think we were in some office supply store and I saw this pad that goes, it's supposed to go in front of your keyboard and it shows each day. So it's Sunday through Saturday, just a little box for each day. And we've converted that into our meal plan sheet. So
you want to grab the one from this week?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, pick it up. Go.
Yeah, no problem. So she goes and grabs the meal plan for this week. We'll talk about that. But one real quick. Nice, nice. She's trying to make it seem like she's real busy out there clanking pans around, But one quick tip recipe that we used last week that I love to do is if you ever need a quick lunch that's going to be reasonably healthy and tastes great, and it's two ingredients basically. It's going to be some pasta, and it's also going to be a can of lentil soup. I love Progresso's lentil soup. It's fantastic, but you cook the pasta up like you normally do, get it al dente, and then once you finish it up, you pour a can of the lentil soup inside there, and it's fantastic, and like I said, it's good for you, and very easy to execute those. That's a nice little busy life or quick tip there for a quick dinner or even a quick lunch, too. So
I know what you're thinking. What? That does not sound like anything that would be appetizing. But I was a naysayer, and Mike converted me. It's very good. There's a nice little sauce with the lentil soup, and adds a nice texture, good flavor. The other brand that we use is Amy's Organic. That's a nice one, too. So Just try it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and then we also add a little, finish it off with a little Parmesan cheese or Asiago grated on top of it. And just,
Pecorino Romano, whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's all good. So kind of walk you through what our meal plan looks like for this week. So this is the week of, well, we started December
16th through the 22nd.
There it is. Yeah. So gets us close to Christmas here, but you want to go and read the recipes off, kid? Talked about
sure
what we
thing.
Got.
So Sunday night we had, you know what we're going to say, rotisserie chicken from Costco.
Yum.
And we had another one of our other favorite quick tips. And this is something that the contingency plan, right? So you have a meal plan, but then you also have to do a good job of having some things that if you just aren't into it, you can open up the freezer or the refrigerator and just make it really quick. So there's this gorgonzola gnocchi from Trader Joe's in their freezer section. If all else fails, we have gnocchi. So we had rotisserie chicken with this gorgonzola gnocchi and a nice salad. And then...
Hey, give them the tips about the salads that we talk about.
Yeah. So there are fun things you can do. One of the things that we have learned helps us to have salad because you want to have veggies and some freshness every day. We've found a couple of salad kits just in bags that we really like. And we just kind of overload on those. And this time around, when I went shopping last weekend, I knew that we were going to make this beet salad. So I just got a big bin of spring greens from Costco. So just the key is making it simple and knowing when you can cut corners. Having pre-washed lettuce or salad kits is a big trick for us.
Yeah, and the salad kits are great because, I mean, they're only about, you know, $3, $3 to $4 or so. And they're typically enough for, you know, for at least two people, you know, so you can get a nice clean salad and lots of different fun flavors. We love there's a sunflower crisp
crunch.
One. I'm sorry, sunflower crunch. It's got a great dressing and all kinds of fun little add-ons to it and just a great tasting. And it's got a lot of cabbage and some lettuce. And anyways, that's a really, really favorite one of ours.
We fell in love with the dry roasted edamame that they put in that package for a nice little crunch. And the good thing with the salad kit is, like, we've had a couple of salads where we don't like their dressing, so we'll just make our own or we have another dressing in the fridge. It's a good way to monitor the nutritional content, too, is most of the time when you see the nutritional information on a salad kit, it's all the extras. Well, I guess that wouldn't be most of the time. That would be all of the time because there's nothing wrong with veggies. So if you skip the breadcrumbs in a Caesar salad or only half them, or, you know, use half of the packet of dressing, don't use the dressing at all, make your own little vinaigrette. There's ways to make it so that's flexible too. And sometimes you just love the kit so much, you use the whole thing and don't feel guilty about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that definitely is something we found as far as making sure that you can keep, you know, eating fresh and clean food is to be able to have something simple. As we say, you find a bag of salad you like and you open it up and mix it. And that's much easier than, you know, getting lettuce and finding tomatoes and all the other, you know, add-ons that you want to have and putting it together. Just, you know, those are things right there that you're going to make it and be like, I don't feel like doing that again, you know. Yeah. So
I think it's also seasonal, right? So in the summer, it's fun to be able to have a nice lot of fresh produce to put together a beautiful salad. But sometimes in the fall and winter, when it's cold, there's not a lot of motivation to make a salad good. So, it varies. We're flexible with our salads.
You know, that's
too.
Right. Yep. All right. So back to the meal plan here. So what do we got for, talk about Sunday?
Yep. So last night.
Yesterday was Monday. We were supposed to have, what was it?
I was just going to say. So yesterday I spent about 14 hours working because I am now on vacation for 2 full weeks. Woo! And we had grandiose plans of making our delicious pasta we had mentioned earlier with the sausage, arugula, fennel, red onion. But the reality was, it was just too long of a day. So we agreed that it was a good night to go grab a quick little bite. So we have a great place in the area called Taco Time. It's Taco Time Northwest for all of our right. all of our listeners in Ohio. You're wondering. So we just grabbed that. So Monday technically was supposed to be that pasta, but we're probably going to move that to tonight. Mm-hmm. And then the next recipe on the list. Okay, so going back to the meal prep service that we had before. These lemongrass chicken burgers, holy cow, are so good. Blue Apron recipe.
Blue Apron, yeah, it's one of our originals.
And it's super simple. I mean, there's a little prep where you kind of heat up in just a touch of oil a couple of herbs that you kind of aromate. Does that make aroma. I don't know. Sounds good to me. You aromate it. So you just get the scent and the essence to come out a little bit.
I know it's aromatics, but I don't know how you get to that.
Conjugate aromatic
exactly.
And then you mix it with ground chicken. You make these burgers and you top it on, you know, it's very simple. Burger on a bun. You make a delicious aioli with hoisin and mayonnaise.
Yep.
Of course, you can skip that if you're not into it or get another version, and then a slice of tomato and cilantro. Super fresh, super easy, really big powerhouse on flavor. So we like to use that a lot. And then we just have a bag of frozen French fries or tater tots that we're going to throw out there. And we're going to have a side of applesauce.
Yeah, perfect.
And then I will be picking up my niece and nephew and going out on the town Wednesday night.
Ooh.
So in our list we have, on our meal plan we have, that we're going to be on our own because I'm going to be gone. So Mike will have to figure out what he's going to have.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick it up from there, honey?
Well, and then we've got also barbecue chicken, bubble up.
Bubble up!
A salad, and then broccoli and cheese sauce is what we got for another meal.
Mike, what makes it a bubble up?
Oh, that's when you take the, what is it, the biscuits? Is that what it is? You take biscuits and put it inside the casserole dish and break the pieces of it off and
cut them up into little triangles.
Yep. And then it cooks inside the dish and bubbles up with everything else.
Yep.
And yeah, those are actually pretty great. So those are a lot of fun. A barbecue chicken one is, I think, my favorite one. And then for Friday, we've got it set up with, we're doing some shrimp and grits with veggies and a nice salad. And then on, Saturday, pizza, gnocchi, and salad as well. So yeah, we're getting lots of good stuff in here. And one of the great things is that who knows what comes up with schedules and whatever, but we know that we're very flexible with this thing and can maneuver things around as we see fit there. But if we didn't have a plan to initially get after it, you'd be having those situations where you come home at the end of the day and you're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to cook? And going through those sorts of things. And something else we like to do, a little sidebar that, you know, Heather had mentioned, you know, as far as our meal prep, there's other things that go into that as well. And a lot of it starts with diving into the refrigerator and diving into the freezer and diving into your pantry and figuring out exactly what you have. Because in many cases, as opposed to you thinking, you know, you got to do this huge shopping list, a lot of times you've got stuff already in the clip that you can put into play right now, and makes for, you know, nice rotation. First in, first out in the refrigerator.
Oh, boy. FIFO.
Yeah, exactly. The pantry and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that definitely is exciting. So it's nice to be able to get in there. Something we love to do is keep the refrigerator clean by doing those sorts of things. And it really, really helps us out. So
one other thing. So, okay. So we've got our meal plan. Then we go through all the recipes, whether they be in a magazine, whether they be one of our cards from HelloFresh or Blue Apron. Another place that we didn't talk about, good old-fashioned Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
And you can start seeing our recipes on our BLHW Pinterest page. You can access that at blhwpodcast.com. Did I get the name right?
Nice job.
Plugged. So we, with Pinterest, I've mentioned this in our previous one, it's kind of a spiral. Like, there's just so much to absorb. But I've gotten a lot of really good recipes off Pinterest. Some of them are one and done. Some of them are on repeat. So I make a lot of risottos. I had done a food panel and found out I have some intolerances. And so I was trying to figure out ways to accommodate that. The long and short of it is, who cares? Just kidding. But risotto is one that can easily be flexible. It can be vegan. It can be creamy with butter. It can be, you know, all over the place. But we make that a lot. So I'll have that up on our BLH Dub Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go through and you look at all of the recipes, figure out what you need at the grocery store. I mean, it's pretty basic, right? If you need something, you write it on a list, you go and get it. There, I've seen some really cool grocery shopping lists where you organize it by section. You can do that yourself, obviously, where you start with the produce, you have the meat and poultry, you have the dairy, other stuff. So even that part of it is something that has to be tackled, is figuring out what works. Sometimes it's just as simple as I go from Sunday to Saturday on the recipe for our meal plan and figure out what I need for each of those. And sometimes I'm feeling really ambitious and organize it. It doesn't really matter as long as you go to the store. So we also have some staples we have to think about when we're meal planning. And like I mentioned before, the contingency plans. So when I went to Trader Joe's, I put a little line item in the shopping list to look at the frozen section and grab a few things. So I got that, got a couple bags of the frozen gnocchi. I got a couple of Asian-inspired meals. Trader Joe's is great for really quick frozen meals. And then for our lemongrass chicken burgers, that recipe we were talking about, that's so good, I got extra ground chicken. It's a good price. It's always something good to have on hand, whether it be making chicken meatballs or chicken
or lettuce ground wraps. Chicken,
lettuce wraps, another batch of chicken burgers. Like, it's just, we always use it. We always use ground chicken, ground turkey. Ground turkey is really great, again, for meatballs and meatloaf and subbing in for taco meat or in a pasta dish with the meat sauce. So those are nice, healthy alternatives to ground beef. But of course, we still use ground beef. It's just knowing when to put that in versus the other stuff. So I picked up a couple of things of ground chicken. I know this is getting to be the sexy part of our podcast. So that's really the key to grocery shopping, is figuring out a system that makes it easier for you. I'm sure on Amazon or many different places you can find cool templates for shopping lists, or I bet you could go to Pinterest and they'll have some how-to make-it-yourself kind of a thing. But
I wouldn't overthink it, though, to be honest with you. I mean, really, in many cases, if you got a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, you also write it down and just dial it in, you know. But
Mike
once
did
again,
teach me how significant it is when you have a shopping list to cross things off.
Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Amazing.
I taught him how to use pencil. He taught me how to cross things exactly off the list.
And then I taught her also how to add a bunch of things on that aren't on the list, you know. So we go into
nowhere
the store.
Nowhere near the list.
We spend the first 15 minutes inside the store and we didn't grab anything that was on the list.
That's why I generally go shopping alone, because he's not to be trusted.
Exactly.
Near the Cliff Bars.
Oh, nice. Love it. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let me see. What do we got going on for the rest of the week here? We talked about the meal plan there. Obviously, next week's going to be Christmas. We still do plan on bringing a podcast episode to you here. And we're probably going to do next week, I think, is take you into our making a meal. And we'll kind of put together all the ingredients and make it up. And we'll talk it out and kind of listen to us sample it. And maybe it will be something we even share on our blog next week as well for you, too. So,
because it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
So hoop day do.
Yeah. So you can definitely check us out anytime over at blhwpodcast.com. And we're the Busy Life husband and wife. And what we always say is, don't hate us because we're too busy to cook
and too cheap to go out.
Thanks for checking in, Busy Lifers. Talk to you next time.
Oh.